George Baburis joins us, head of research at K2 Asset Management. So I don't really want to ask you about, you know, Jamie Dimon versus Lael Brainard, because it's not really a choice between the two. But I do think that it's interesting that Brainard, who is a big voice, she's the vice chair at the Fed, indicates that the Fed is maybe starting to exhibit some concerns here, that the long and variable lag is about to bite them in the posterior. Now, that might be a little bit glib, but I think they do want to avoid two mistakes, 2 years, batting 1,000. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I broadly agree with that whole statement, the narrative. Of course, central bankers and policymakers don't want to deliver bad policy and deliver policy error for that matter. But looking at it from the Fed's perspective, since the overused term last year, pivot, from the pivot of November last year to now, they have been consistent. They have delivered demand destruction in a very strong, robust economy, being North America. We've had the equity market and risk assets priced accordingly for three quarters on the back of it. If they maintain this hawkish narrative just a little bit longer, it would still work in their favor to deal with what they're all trying to do, is core inflation. Headline will fall, it's a base effect, etc. We're all concerned about those unit prices that corporates are going to absorb, and we can't see it getting to 2 to 3 anytime soon, and there's potential lack of confidence there. Therefore, a little bit more hawkish, go for a 4.5 in the implied futures rate, 4.75, and then at the last minute pivot and go to 4.25, 4, whatever it may be. But it's in their interest to maintain this hawkish stance, because they've done some of the damage, demand destruction, well to date.
George, what are you seeing already that has resulted from these interest rate hikes? What are you seeing on the ground, economically speaking? And are you surprised that the job market and the employment market has held up as strongly as it has?
Not too surprised in the US job market, given the robust nature of that economy. But we have to take a step back and first principles. There is recession in the globe in parts, and core Europe is dealing with a lot of issues. Japan's coming out of a recession, putting aside technical definitions, for that matter, as a disclaimer. And there's slowdown in parts of the North American economy, finally. But that labour market strength is a function of the overwhelming stimulus that has never been seen before from 2 years ago, that it's just unwinding from earlier this year. So on the back of that, again, it's in the Fed's interest to maintain the demand destruction narrative that they're doing. It's continue it a little bit longer. There are concerns out there. It reinforces that the business cycle is not dead, and there is a big desynchronization of activity by continent and economies in the emerging market and the developed, and there's very cheap valuations where you want to look for them.
When you're heading in one direction, George, when you're heading in one direction and you pause, and then you see that, okay, we still need to do a little more, and then you continue in that direction, that seems consistent. If you go too far, you throw 1 million people out of work, and then you have to actually reverse if you find out you went too far and start cutting, then you got egg on your face.
Oh, of course, you got egg on your face, and the White House clearly does not like that narrative you just laid out. Unfortunately, demand destruction and creating slack in the economy equals pain for the household, pain for the corporate, pain at every level. And that is true. And there's no way going about it. But they have to deal with inflation first and foremost. That's a bigger concern.
So what at the moment, George, are you seeing out there, with these geopolitical tensions, on top of that, of course, Federal Reserve and other global monetary tightening a sequence going on here as well, in the party conference in China just coming up as well. Is it really about wealth preservation now?
So it's about wealth preservation, and most people have balanced portfolios, and there's something in their portfolio, notwithstanding what bonds have done year to date and risk assets. Some parts of your portfolio performed well, and non-listed PE, VC, some REITs with low gearing, and those CTAs. It's the year of the CTA, but everyone has some diversification, is to reinforce. So we're not reacting to today's geopolitical events or anything else about adjusting portfolios. Having said all of that, which is a lot, valuations are very compelling. in different parts of the world. In emerging markets, even more compelling. But once we get to see Fed funds rate increase at a decreasing rate, we get some certainty that the US dollar strength won't be at the same level. Therefore, that will be a good signal to get into some emerging markets. Geopolitical is always very difficult to deal with. We all got it wrong on the fund side with the invasion of the Ukraine. We didn't know where to get our information from. And that will always be a kurtosis event, so to speak. So that's always going to be concerning us. And very quickly with China, Party Congress, five-year plan, all their bureaucrats will be in place for the next 5 years. Everyone gets promoted, juniors, intermediates, senior people. Therefore, whatever policy they decide to do, they'll have a more enthusiastic bureaucratic team to do it. So the PBOC can talk with fiscal policy, and hopefully they can allow some intra-travel on the second largest economy, which in itself will help global growth.
I'll spend a little time in the media review on an op-ed piece in the South China Morning Post. And the headline is, the leaders at the Party Congress should extend a friendly hand to capitalists. And it's an interesting comment because it goes to the regulation, it goes to the COVID zero. The question is, do you think that he, and it's all decided by him, that do you think he will do it? And if he does, would you buy China?
We don't know if he will do it, but early signs that he will do it, because they need to mend that bridge with businesses in China, given what they've done. They've just destroyed the sentiment that they probably won't believe. It'll take some time and stimulus measures to assist that. But there needs to be a bridge, as you say. And if that bridge happens, you'd have to buy China, given the valuations are very compelling at 9 times.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, he being Xi, of course, Xi Jinping.
Good one.
The thing about it is, it seems as though authorities there in China don't really, care that much for the markets in many ways. And it does seem as though, you know, you can have a new set of regulations just pop up at any stage. So you are really in uncharted waters.
Without a doubt. And we're in such uncharted waters, and that the damage has been done with their policies from March 21. And that's why our funds have, even Asian funds ex-Japan, had the lowest weighting to China for 23 years. So we're looking actively for it. So they need to do something. They do need a form of capitalism to assist in the biggest housing property bubble on the planet. They need a bad bank solution. They do need capital market reform. Hong Kong is a missed opportunity. There's so many things that there's missteps. But let's just assume that here's a starting point to rejig it, but they need to re-engage with capitalism in some form and their own business people on the mainland, because it would be a lot of sentiment destruction that they won't believe what's going to come through. So it'll take time. Okay. That's the theme here.
Yeah, okay. Hear, hear. Baburas for party advisor to Xi Jinping. So final question, probably, because I mentioned Jamie Dimon. Perhaps we should just spend a moment on that. He's not predicting 20%, but he says he could see it. Could you see it?
It's possible but improbable. Disclaimer, we have JP Morgan in the portfolio. We like US financials and Macquarie, so I had to get that in as a disclaimer. Jamie's comments are always colourful and get the attention and get the debate. Again, it's possible, but we believe improbable.
Thank you so much, George, as ever. George Baburas there, head of research at K2 Asset Management, getting his take on the markets.